Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, we saw so many endorsements over the last 6 weeks for this gubernatorial race. And there are just a handful that you sit up and take notice and you say, you know what? That endorsement means something. When Governor William Milliken said the person that he thought would make the best governor, and when 7th District Congressman, former 7th District Congressman Joe Schwartz, came up with the same person, I thought maybe some other Republican candidates might be in trouble. And they endorsed the guy who won last night's primary election, Rick Snyder. I'm very happy to welcome in Joe Schwartz, a practicing physician, teaches at the University of Michigan, and a long, distinguished career as a public servant here in the state of Michigan. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Jack, I'm fine, thanks. Nice being with you.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about Rick Snyder. And you obviously were attracted to several things about him.
Well, I was. Certainly he's a breath of fresh air and comes from outside the ever-decreasing political circle that has run Michigan for the past several decades. And I thought that was a good thing, not to denigrate the others who ran, because all seven of them, all five Republicans and both Democrats are friends of mine. But I felt that Rick was the direction we should go in this year, and at least in the primary, that's the way it's proven to be.
Joe, you have been around Lansing a long time, long before you went to Washington. How important is it for a gubernatorial candidate to have Lansing experience?
It's important for someone or some people in the administration to have Lansing experience. And this is a conversation I have to say I've probably had about a dozen times today already with various and sundry folks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that Rick, should he be elected governor, and I think and I hope he will be, brings in people who have records of service in Lansing. And these, not anybody, not willy-nilly, but people who have records of distinguished service in Lansing, probably from the pre-term limit days, and bring them in and get some people to come in for at least the first couple years of the administration to kind of reinvent the way government operates. You can't reinvent everything, but certainly some things can be done differently and more efficiently. And so he's going to have to surround himself with people who have Lansing experience.
We know that Virge Bernero is going to try to frame this election as a Wall Street versus Main Street. What should Rick Snyder's strategy be to make everyone realize that he is the best person to run this state?
Well, I don't want to speak for Rick. Rick can speak very well for himself, but basically, he's going to need to look at the way government does what it does and what government has to do, what it's required to do constitutionally and statutorily, starting with the budget, which I believe is the number one responsibility of both the governor and the legislature. Say, how can we do this better? Mm-hmm. How can we be more efficient?
Right.
How can we maximize our revenues without going out and saying we have to raise taxes such and such an amount? There are ways that things can be changed within the existing framework, I believe, to make government more efficient. And I think he said that during the campaign, and there are. I mean, he started out with the business tax, with the MBT, and basically said the MBT is confusing, which is the nicest word I can use about it. Perhaps just a 6% profit tax on businesses, which would, I think, give them a break from what the MBT shows now.
Right.
So, in any event, I think that it will be interesting to see what he does and how he does it. But you don't have to have a revolution. What you have to do is take a look at the way we do things and do it more efficiently. And I think he can do that.
Joe, is it possible to run a state like a corporation, or is that a pipe dream?
No, it's not possible to run a state like a corporation. That is kind of a pipe dream. I mean, the world of politics at the statewide level, and you know, obviously the federal level is all of that writ large. It is different because there are no dictators. There are no people that make decisions that absolutely positively have to be taken as law that people have to abide by. I mean, so the government is the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple, and they all have a say. But you've got to be able to work with everyone, and you've got to be able to work in a bipartisan fashion. And that, I think, Rick has the ability to do, probably because of his history, perhaps a little more ability to do that than others who have significant partisan histories.
Last question, Joe. Were you surprised by the results in the 7th Congressional District last night? Tim Walberg, a pretty convincing win over Brian Rooney, who we had on the show the other day, and now he's going to get another crack at Mark Schauer, who you endorsed in the last election. And I think by most appraisals, Mark Schauer's done an outstanding job of constituent services, but it could be a Republican year in a Republican district.
Well, yeah, the way the district lines are drawn, it favors Republicans. I had hoped Brian Rooney would do better than he did. He is from geographically the extreme east end of the district in Washtenaw County.
Right.
The most populous county is Jackson County. The next most populous as far as people in the district is Calhoun County, where Battle Creek is. I was a little surprised at the margin of victory, and voicing any opinion as to what Schauer ought to do to try to save his seat. I've got to analyze this a little bit better now
Joe, we'll give you a chance to do that. We'll give you a chance to do that and get back with you. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jack.
We'll be right back with Kyle Malin of MERS Newsletter coming up.